from Los Angeles. This is The Patio. Well, welcome to The Patio for August 21st, 2011. This is my personal podcast with no set schedule. Kidding. An outlet for new and old poems, archive material, experimental music, my personal soapbox, etc. This show is licensed under Creative Commons, some rights reserved. So, it's been a good long while since the last show. I'm not numb anymore, but not a day goes by that I don't think about my baby girl sleeping under a headstone. I haven't been able to visit yet, and it's not getting any easier since I was laid off from my LAUSD gig in June. It was supposed to only be for the summer. But then I got a letter that said, forget about coming back in September. So I'm officially jobless, like 14 million other Americans can through no fault of their own. Good thing I'm in a blue state, though, or I'd really be in a jam. There are still resources available, so the rent and my internet hookup are okay for now. But that took most of July to set up. So I'm back to scrambling to move on from there. My regular podcast, Sundown Lounge, is back. Just did a show last week. But I ain't guaranteeing weekly shows just yet. Shit, the Map Room page hadn't even been updated yet. I plan on doing a show this coming Friday, the 26th, that'll be a West Coast showcase. But like I said, I ain't guaranteeing weekly shows until I get some kind of a set, stable schedule. Well, anyway, as I'm sending out resumes and filling out applications, mostly online, I'm aware just how hard it is for people 50 and over to snag a job, while new college graduates are struggling just as hard. I mean, what are they calling it now? Graduating off a cliff. So, I've also been looking for self-employment options and internet opportunities. And surprise, surprise, it's a landscape full of more booby traps of bullshit than even I can imagine. And I'm pretty cynical on this topic. The vast majority is still a variation on an old scam. You buy a how-to product from some internet marketing guru, which turns out to be the same how-to product you now have to sell to other suckers and newbies to make any money. I also ran across freebie trading, internet marketing memberships that purport to teach you how to run an operation, but I could never find anyone who was a member longer than a few months who'd actually started a business and was making any money. I checked out affiliate marketing sites, but the only one I'd recommend right now is ClickBank. I've actually signed up there and I have a few things that I'm pushing through them. And no, I ain't crazy about eBay just yet. Yeah, I signed up with them, but I don't have anything on them yet. You also have the get paid to surf, do surveys, etc. businesses. But those are a big waste of time, as in spending hours and hours and hours and making fractions of a cent on each action or transaction. Now, these only make sense if you create your own affiliate link, spread that damn sign up link everywhere, and round up an army of suckers to do the work for you. I mean, this thing, it don't even compare to going around pulling cans and bottles from the trash and recycling them. You make more money doing that. Well, because I'm a writer, there are a few better opportunities out there, like article marketing, freelance gigs, research gigs, etc. So I'm moving in that direction. And since getting that LAUSD letter, I'm moving that way for real. Meanwhile, here at Podomatic, this podcast has collected a surprisingly large and lively group of global DJs and producers as friends. Now, I'm not really sure why. It certainly isn't due to the modest rhythm tracks and experimental noise bits. Oh, by the way, the background this time is something I whipped up with the Hammerhead Rhythm Box. And an online thingy I found a couple of days ago called iNudge. Yeah, I-N-U-D-G-E. I certainly don't call myself a producer. Hey, I don't even know how to work a sequencer. But I wouldn't mind playing with one if I ever got my hands on one. Okay, that's enough personal BS for this episode. I'll try to do another one reasonably soon, or whenever I have something to spout about. And with the political season coming up, although it's just gotten so tiresome. I mean, most of the progressives and liberals, they still spend all of their damn time complaining about what the lunatics on the right are saying. When the point is, what the lunatics on the right are doing is doing outrageous stuff so that people will comment on it. I mean, it's like going to the public forum and taking a big stinky crap on the floor in the middle of it, and then all the liberals gather around to point at it and talk about how terrible it is, how bad it is, how it smells, how big the pile is. When the point is, it's a distraction, and it's meant to be a distraction. Anyway, we'll go into more stuff on that area in coming shows. I'm Larry, and this is The Patio from Los Angeles.